Olympic organizations are reacting with shock and anger to yesterday's announcement that organized crime was behind the figure skating scandal at the Winter Games in Salt Lake City. Police in Italy arrested an alleged Russian crime boss and charged him with fixing two of the skating events last February. The International Olympic Committee released a written statement saying this kind of alleged activity has no place in the Olympic movement, but prosecutors say criminal behavior was very much a part of the 2002 Games. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Most of the Olympic viewing public thought Marie Ren Laguna and Didier Gayage were as far as the figure skating scandal went. Laguna was the French judge who initially admitted she'd been pressured to vote for the gold medal winning Russian team in the pairs event. Gayage was the head of the French Skating Federation who allegedly exerted the pressure. The melodrama ended with the second place Canadian pairs team getting their silver medals upgraded to gold, and several months later, Laguna and Gayage being suspended for 3 years. That seemed to be the end, until yesterday.
The long arm of Russian organized crime reached across the globe this past February and into Salt Lake City with a pair of fixes for the Winter Olympics.
The announcement by James Comey, U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, was the strangest development yet in a story filled with bizarre twists and turns. The newest character is Alimzan Toktokunov, reportedly a major international crime figure involved in drug distribution, illegal firearm sales, even fixing Moscow beauty pageants. Now, the Olympics. Allegedly, he set up a classic quid pro quo with the pairs and ice dancing events. First, the French judge, Laguna, would cast a controversial vote for the Russians in the pairs competition, and the payback, according to Comey, would be a French victory in the ice dancing several days later.
You'll line up support for the Russian pair, we'll line up support for the French pair, and everybody will go away with the gold, and perhaps there'll be a little gold for me, the Russian organized crime figure.
Gold for Toktokunov, says Comey, meant something other than cash. Toktokunov was quite interested in securing a visa so he could return to France, where he'd once lived before being forced to leave the country. According to the phone wiretaps in Italy, which led to his arrest, Toktokunov also wanted to help a female ice dancer, thought to be Marina Anisina, the Russian-born member of the French ice dancing team that won the gold medal. Although Anisina is not mentioned by name in the complaint, it describes a conversation Toktokunov had with the female ice dancer's mother, who thanked him after he told the mother, quote, "Even if the ice dancer falls, we will make sure she is number one." Comey says the ice dancer and Toktokunov had a close relationship.
It's clear from the complaint that they know each other well, and in fact, one of the conversations that's recounted in the complaint is she's essentially apologizing to him for not calling him right after she got the gold, and explained she did so because the French Skating Federation president told her not to.
Anisina has not publicly responded to the suggestions of her involvement with Toktokunov, but her gold medal-winning partner, Gwendal Pazera, says he's never heard of the alleged mobster. Neither have many others deeply involved in the world of figure skating.
People say organized crime is involved in a lot of areas these days, but in figure skating? Figure skating. Unbelievable.
Mark Lund publishes International Figure Skating magazine. He admits the sport has a dubious history of backroom favors and block voting by judges. But the Russian mafia is another thing, and Lund is disturbed that it took law enforcement officials to unearth the plot, and not the International Skating Union, which railed against the Salt Lake City scandal when it happened, and then conducted an investigation and hearing months later.
One thing I hope we don't find out is that the International Skating Union found out about this investigation in April through its 1,000 pages of transcripts and did not notify the sport or anyone else. Now, maybe they couldn't talk because of an ongoing investigation, but I can't believe that no one knew about this.
Law enforcement officials apparently did. A spokesman for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Salt Lake City says the FBI began probing rumors of a figure skating fix and involvement of organized crime even before the games ended. U.S. authorities will try to extradite Toktokunov from Italy, which may take as long as 6 months. The investigation continues. An FBI spokesman vows to bring others to the bar of justice. Just who, if anyone, is arrested and how deep the plot goes will determine whether this is a very big problem just for figure skating or for the entire Olympic movement. Tom Goldman, NPR News.